The debate over ivory has gone on for decades, but Britain's politicians are being asked to act with urgency. It is still legal in the UK to trade ivory that was bought before 1947, but now a petition has forced MPs to debate whether they should ban it completely.
Well, they better hurry up.
Conservationist and campaigner Malcolm Ryan says it's about closing loopholes.
The possibility of trading antiques allows for such loopholes because it's very difficult to regulate to make sure that this ivory was actually acquired before the total ban. So as a sign to all other countries, it should absolutely ban any trade also on the antiques.
And it's countries like Tanzania that are suffering because of the trade. 60% of the country's elephants were slaughtered in the 5 years to 2014. And many of those illegal tusks were smuggled into legal markets in Asia.
What we are fighting for! What we are fighting for!
But last month, Chinese people took to the streets of Tanzania, demanding an end to the ivory trade. And Beijing now says it will enforce a total ban by the end of the year. Tanzania's former president, Benjamin Mkapa, welcomed the move.
They deserve our heartiest congratulations. Because it is the trade that encourages the poachers and the traders.
The UK only represents a small market for ivory traders, far tinier than Asia. But a leading charity in Kenya, the David Sheldrick Trust, says the UK has fallen behind. The British government says it's made a manifesto commitment to ban ivory completely and that it's consulting on the ways forward. But campaigners say time is of the essence. 20,000 elephants were killed last year alone, and by the end of the MP's debate, another 50 elephants will be dead. For China Radio International, I'm Dan Ashby in Dar es Salaam.